episode of the Garment Decorators Podcast. Hello.
I'm Ollie.
How are you?
Helpful. Educational.
Research the heat press.
The best podcast conversations we have had.
My business called John McGonagh Design.
With Matt from Print Pro UK.
It's nice to be here.
I have loved this episode. If you're a garment decorator, welcome to the crew. Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Garment Decorators Podcast. Today I'm joined by Gary from Stanley Stellar. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very happy to be here.
Good. We're very glad to have you. We've got a lot to talk about today. We've got a very exciting announcement, which I'm hoping everybody listening has already seen if they follow Stanley Stellar and or Styles on socials. But we haven't had you on the podcast before. We've never had Stanley Stellar. We've got a lot to dive into about the brand, yourself, and everything that everyone listening has got to look forward to.
Indeed,
in the future,
it's our first collaboration.
It is our first collaboration, yeah. And it's a very good one. We'll get into talking about that in a minute. But before we do you want to just introduce yourself to the listeners, to the decorators watching, about who you are and your role at Stanley Stellar?
Yeah, of course. So my name's Gary Lazell. I've been in this industry for 40 years next year.
Is it 40 years?
40 years.
How does that feel?
Exhausting. I started as a little screen printer when I was 16 years old, and I've worked my way through the industry. I've worked for ink companies. I've had my own business as a printer.
Yeah.
I've worked for a couple of clothing brands now. So I've got a
you've done it all
a pretty deep CV. Yeah, for sure. But I started at Stanley Stellar a couple of years ago now, and my role here is a brand ambassador or field trade marketeer. And it's my job to work with our official dealer network and encourage people to join us on that journey and be partners with us and spreading that message of sustainable choices, premium choices, beautiful choices, and helping people make conscious decisions in the way they buy within this industry.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Stanley Stellar as a brand, because like you said, this is the first time we've had you on the podcast, our first collaboration between Styles and Stanley Stellar. And there's a lot about the brand that I personally really like and can identify with. Your pillars of what you work with, sustainability, there's a lot to discuss. So tell us a little bit about who Stanley Stellar are as a brand and a bit of history for people listening who maybe don't know who Stanley Stellar are or might have heard of you but aren't really that informed.
Okay, well, Stanley Stellar was formed in 2012, so back when we were enjoying the Olympics and the you know, the jubilee of our lovely Queen. But it was founded by a fella called Jean Chabert, who's been in the industry at that point of 30 years plus. And he looked at the industry in the position it was and decided that something different needed to be done.
Mm.
You know, our industry is huge. I don't think people really have an understanding of the scale of the promotional clothing industry, but it's huge. And he looked at that industry and thought, you know, we can do things better. He'd got a track record of owning other brands before, and he made that decision to make changes, to make sustainable changes. So he came to the market in 2012 with a small collection of beautiful premium blanks for the apparel decoration market.
Mm-hmm.
But the key to this was going organic from day one. And so the whole range had to be sustainable, recycled, and organic.
Mm-hmm.
And he built that across certain pillars. And those pillars were, as you say, sustainability, but also innovation and excellence. And people, particularly, you know, we really care for the people involved in this journey to bring product from seed to shirt to decoration to end user. Everyone's important in that chain of events. So that approach to the market was very different at the time. And a lot of people weren't sure they were ready for it.
Mm.
You know, we were still reeling from the credit crunch at that point.
Yeah.
And people wanted to buy cheap, particularly in a volume market. And when you put something that's genuinely sustainable and beautiful and premium on the table in front of someone and they go, well, it's expensive. What's that for? I'm not sure we need it.
It's buy cheap, make profit.
Buy cheap, make profit.
Yeah.
Whereas actually it was turning the mindset at that point, and he stuck to his guns and he never veered from those principles and those pillars.
Mm-hmm.
And when you fast forward now, 13, nearly 14 years later, we are the number one brand in Europe.
Yeah.
You know, we've gone from nothing to nearly 200 million euros turnover in that short period of time.
It's a very big company.
It's a very big company with huge growth and huge success. And it just took a little bit of time for the industry to catch up. But here we are now, and everyone understands what sustainability is to some degree. Everyone wants to do something a little bit better. And we see ourselves as the leaders in that movement, really, because we've done it from day one.
What do you think was the shift when people actually started to accept sustainability and being more eco-friendly in the industry that we work in? Because like you say, some people do still go for the cheapest option, regardless of the outcome.
Absolutely.
To buy cheap and make profit on it. But there's definitely been a shift in our industry, people being a lot more eco-conscious, if you like, and a lot more accepting of the fact that if you want that premium product, it's going to cost a little bit more. But I don't think it's as much of a barrier anymore for people
Absolutely
to
not.
Make that purchase. Absolutely so not. What do you think it was that made people realise that?
I think there's a couple of key points there. I think you've just got to watch the news to realise that we are having an impact on this planet. And unless Elon Musk builds something very quickly and very huge, we're not going to get to Mars anytime soon. So we have to care for this planet. You know, every day we see news and we hear stories about the impact we make. So I think that was a huge shift. I also think we've got a generational change. You know, I've just said I've been in the industry nearly 40 years, but if I look at people in the industry, my daughter's age, your age, there's much more awareness.
Mm.
There's much more interest in provenance of anything you buy.
Yeah.
Look at the movement in electric vehicles. I think there's more awareness. There's a younger generation who care. And also people appreciate premium. They appreciate things that last longer. You know, being sustainable isn't just about the backstory of the product. It's where that product ends up.
Yeah.
And we talk about circularity within the industry as well. People want to wear garments for longer.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be washing their cars with them next week.
No, that's a very good point. And from a selfish point of view as well, when I purchase an item, take garment decoration out of it, take heat printing out of it, take our industry out of it. If I go into a retail store to purchase something, you don't want to spend a ridiculous amount on something. And especially working in this industry, we don't want to purchase printed hoodies for £50 because we know how much they cost to decorate and it really bothers me.
Yeah.
But taking all of that out of it, you want to purchase something that you know is going to last and that feels nice to wear.
Yes.
I definitely think for my generation in particular, buying cheap isn't really a thing anymore. I'm not saying that we spend loads on all of our apparel, because we definitely don't. But I think we buy things that we look after and want to keep for longer and that fit better and we know we're going to keep, rather than the turnover of like buy cheap, replace it in 6 months kind of thing.
Yes, of course. And I think you've highlighted a nice point there about what's important within our brand as well, is that our recent move this year is to look at an extension of those pillars. And one of those is design like no other. We like to say that we're a brand like no other.
Mm-hmm. Which is a great tagline, by the way.
Thank you. And one of those aspects is design like no other.
Yeah.
And we've looked at female fits in the last couple of years. You know, within our industry, unisex is very...
Oh, this is a massive conversation.
Everyone's used to buying unisex. It's easy to buy unisex, particularly in volume. If you're a corporate buyer, it's an easy decision to make. You could almost argue it's a lazy decision. But people deserve to be in clothes that make them feel good.
Yeah.
Even within the corporate promotional market.
Agreed.
That's really important. So design like no other is one of our new pillars, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes to your point about buying things that you want to wear.
Mm.
Not that you have to wear.
Yeah.
You want to wear, and you want to wear it more often.
Yeah. Well, it's like when I first joined Styles and sort of got introduced into the world of printing, because I had sort of no idea about any of it until I came here. I don't have, you know, years of experience before coming into this role. So everything I've learned has been here at Styles, which is great. Because I feel like I've come in at a company that does it well and cares about how they do it, rather than, you know, someone that does it, again, just to make a profit. So I feel like I've had a good education about it. But even when I first started, it was just the unisex tee. And I didn't come to work in branded apparel. I would wear it when I had to for filming, and then I would change. Whereas now I come into work in, Beth's sitting there in a branded hoodie that she came to work in this morning. Like, we come in that apparel because we like it. It's comfortable. It's fashionable. You know, it has changed a lot. And to your point about the unisex clothing, I think there's been a big shift in that, because there's an argument to be made on the, with the trends in retail being oversized, you can get away with doing unisex. A lot of the oversized hoodies, oversized shirts, like the unisex kind of suits that. But again, it's personal preference, because I like the oversized, the heavyweight. That's kind of my style. Whereas someone who prefers a more fitted look might not. And yes. Where's the clothing for them?
Yes. And that's something we considered. So last year, for example, we updated 50% of our turnover based on product.
Yeah.
It was a really, really brave decision to make. But we needed to do that because people's expectations change. The fashions change. And to your point about oversize, that's something that I think we do very well.
Mm-hmm.
We look at those relaxed fits. We look at those cuts that are in the high street and try to bring it into our promotional industry. And again, it's about options and choices for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a garment for every body shape, every body type, whether that's male or female. It's really important that everyone feels great, particularly when they wear Stanley Stella. And you should be proud of wearing the clothes that represent what you do for work as well. We spend a huge proportion of our life at work, particularly in the kind of industry I work in. We spend a lot of time out of the office.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wearing one of our Oxford shirts today. I'm very happy to do so. I feel good in it.
Yeah. You wouldn't work for a company that you didn't like their apparel though, would you? Like if you couldn't put it on and go, I'm happy to sell this, or I'm happy to convince other people to be a reseller of it.
Yes.
You just wouldn't, because I feel like that's not in your personality.
You have to believe in what you're selling.
Exactly.
I think that's key. And, I absolutely do.
Mm. Oh, I can tell. So what are the most popular products from Stanley Stella? Obviously, we will talk about workwear and corporate workwear a bit later on in the episode, because that's obviously what our announcement is about. But in terms of your like staple products, and I know it's shifting this year, but what are the most popular products for the last, I don't know, 2-3 years?
Stanley Stella are definitely known for our T-shirts, sweatshirts and hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where the brand grew up from.
Yeah.
And if you look at the most popular of those, you're looking at things like the Creator and now the Creator 2.0, which is our sort of fighting line T-shirt, if you like.
Okay.
It's the one that most people will recognize. You're looking at the Cruiser, the Cultivator. It's those kind of products that sit within our Iconic family. We have different families of products to suit different needs.
Yeah.
And within the Iconics range, or the Iconics bucket, we call it in Brussels, where the brand is based, you find those really strong performers that people recognize.
Mm-hmm.
But even within that, there's extra detail. So the Creator 2.0, for example, isn't just a T-shirt. It's a beautiful T-shirt. It's probably got the best decoration capability. No, probably. It has got the best
decoration. I was going to say, what makes it better? What makes it 2.0?
So within Stanley Stella, we have our own decoration department filled with experts from the industry.
So you test everything before it even goes
everything.
To market.
So before we went to market with our new 2.0 products last year, we tested approximately 1,500 fabric applications to make sure that decoration was absolutely faultless.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly with new digital applications, that's really important because you want a substrate that's flat and smooth. So we compact our yarn, for example.
Yeah.
Which makes a huge difference to the decorator.
You want something that can take heat as well. That's a big problem.
You want something that can take heat. You want something that hopefully won't stain with pre-treats. You want something that can actually reduce your consumption of inks, pre-treats and chemicals that you might be using.
Dye blocking and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So all of those things are thought out and tested before we release a product to market.
Which in itself for decorators is a massive peace of mind, because we've come across products here before that have been launched or like released and we've got our hands on it and we've been like, oh dear, that's not great. And we won't name names. And to be fair, it hasn't happened a lot. But when you do see like the old product come through and you're like, that's not the easiest thing to decorate and it's being sold for decorators.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm not making a video on that because I can't tell our decorators.
Yeah.
And our customers, oh, this is really simple to print on. And then they get it in their hands and realize that it's not. Because how can you, like you say, you've got to believe in what you're selling. You can't falsely sell something like that.
No, you do. And we have to be trendy and fashionable. And an interesting point there is that actually our design department and our decoration department are in the same room.
Yeah, which makes a very big difference.
Because they have those guys have to talk.
Yeah.
And again, coming back to last year when we looked at our game-changing uplift in product, our design team searched the world for what was happening. New fabrics, new styles, new cuts, new colours. And they're constantly doing that. But without communicating to that decoration department, we can't guarantee then that that beautiful product is usable.
Yeah.
And it has, you have to be able to decorate it.
That's the thing. It's all very well coming up with something that people want, but if you can't decorate on it in our industry, it's useless.
And without,
unless you're going to sell it as a blank, which like kind of defeats the purpose.
Our products are designed to be decorated.
Yeah.
And our customers are an extension of us. They finish the process.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make their experience of using Stanley Stella as easy and as wonderful as it can be.
It's a partnership, isn't it? That's what like we say about our customers. You know, we don't just sell them the transfers for the sake of, right, there you go, off you pop kind of thing. It is very much they print it on the garment and we love to see the finished result. We love to see the process of them printing. I love seeing their customer feedbacks because our business is successful when their business is successful,
right?
Same for you.
Yeah.
So there's no point in selling something that isn't going to benefit that end user and creating something that you know deep down is going to be a good end product and is going to help them grow their business.
Yes.
You know, it's we're all just in a chain, aren't we? And we all have to help each other be successful.
Exactly. And again, that comes back to our interest in the people in this chain.
Yeah.
We want everybody's experience to be as enjoyable as possible. You know, working for a living is hard.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I've mentioned it for a long time.
Right? So we want everyone to have the best possible experience they can through this process. And that includes the end user, of course.
So we digress slightly. So the we're going to do this a lot.
It was going to happen.
It's always going to happen. So the 2.0 creator t-shirt, you said?
Yes.
So that one is easier to decorate. It's like the best thing to decorate, you said?
Yes. It's 180 gram. It's compacted yarn, so it's super smooth. You've got a wonderful colour range. You hit all those key colours that obviously corporates need, but also those fresh colours that people expect to see with a new collection. Great stocks, great fit. Easy to use.
So that's t-shirts.
That's t-shirts.
Sweatshirts and hoodies. Which one would you say is more popular? Because we have this debate a lot in the office because everyone has a personal preference to whether they prefer sweatshirts or hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
I can be pulled either way. I'm not going to lie. Depending on the fit. I've put sweatshirts on before and felt like a bit of a man and been like, oh no, I don't like this.
Yeah.
But then I've put a few Stanley sweatshirts on and gone, oh no, I could wear this.
Yeah.
Same with the hoodies. Beth printed one last week and I nicked it because it was my size and I really liked it. And I've been wearing it all weekend. And a couple of my friends are like, where'd you get your hoodie from? I was like, well, not going to tell you. But like, it's noticeable when people look at it and go, oh, that would be found in a retail store.
Yeah.
So what would you say is more popular, your sweats or your hoodies? And which of the two do people
I think the hoodie has been the king in the industry for some years now. And continues to be really popular. But if you start to look at some of the new female styles that we've got for ladies, there's some beautiful sweats in there.
Crew neck sweats. There's one hanging behind
us. A little bit cropped, you know, a little bit boxy.
Yeah.
There's some boyfriend fits in there.
Mm-hmm.
And for the guys as well, we've introduced some really interesting fabrics and cuts and sizes and styles recently. So we still have our 85/15 cotton recycled poly blend, which is lovely and soft and what people are used to. But in the last 18 months or so, we've been really brave and gone to 100% organic cotton within sweats.
Interesting.
Hoodies.
Okay.
So that gives you a whole different fresh hand feel, a different way of sitting on the body. And again, the design team have looked at these slightly more relaxed fits, different size cuffs. We've had a look at this sort of resurgence of the retro American collegiate look recently with extra panels and little
detail. I love it. I really like it.
And that really lends itself to a traditional crew neck sweatshirt.
Yeah.
So I think the crew neck sweatshirt's fighting back.
Interesting. Watch this space over the next 12 months then. Yeah, I agree with you. I definitely see them about more as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, selfishly, they're easier to decorate. You haven't got to deal with pockets. You haven't got to deal with hoods or like, you know, hoodies are really easy to decorate with the right equipment and we do it with ease.
Yeah.
But I always lean towards a sweatshirt whenever we're printing for like filming because I'm like, there's nothing in the way of that surface area.
No, that's right. And a sweatshirt does lend itself to that slightly more corporate approach.
Yes, it does. You see people wearing sweatshirts with like the shirt collars over the top of it, don't
exactly.
You can kind of twist it either way. Whereas I feel like a hoodie is the hoodie.
Yeah.
Like you can't really do much else with that, can you?
I'd agree.
So do you see that changing over the next year or so, the most popular products in the industry?
I think you'll see a shift in what's popular as people go back to work, as they go back to the office.
Yeah.
You know, we've been through some strange times recently where, including myself, I spent 2 years working at home in my slippers. You know? And I think everyone got super comfortable working at home. But there is a movement back to the office. If you look at big brands like Amazon, they're insisting on it. And my wife has just got a job back in the city.
Mm.
So she's wearing slightly more corporate looking clothing.
There's been a delay since COVID, hasn't there? I feel like everyone thought the year or two after that it would snap back to like more people in the office. And it's taken a while.
It was always going to take some time. But I think you are beginning to see a movement where people want to integrate. They want to work with their colleagues and see their colleagues and chat with their colleagues. And this movement back to that work environment gives you an opportunity to wear clothing that represents who you work for sure, but also represent yourself. You know, you can go to work now in your own style. There's nothing wrong with that.
And look smart, look professional, and look smart, but feel like yourself.
But feel like yourself. And that's really important. When I started my first sales job 25 years ago, it was full on suit and tie and cufflinks.
Uncomfortable, stuffy.
Well, don't get me wrong, I love dressing up, but you don't want to be wearing a suit every day, right?
Do you know what gets me is it's the 7 a.m. in the morning when you get up and you have to dress for the day. And I'm like, if I could just get changed like when I get there, that would be great.
And get the iron out.
Yeah, because no one wants to put a suit on at like 6:30 in the morning, do they? Like, that's not normal.
Whereas you can put on a nice Oxford shirt or a denim shirt. You can layer it with a t-shirt or a sweatshirt, like you say, and still be smart but comfortable and yourself. And that's really important.
I definitely think what people wear has an impact in how they perform during the day as well. Like, for example, we wear hoodies, sweatshirts, t-shirts a lot, but we sell the prints to go on the t-shirts, the detail, the quality. So if we wear those products every day, we're living in them and we believe in them and we can sell them. If I was to, I don't know, say come to work dressed more corporate like I am today versus a bit more casually, I definitely feel a shift into like how I feel like I'm performing in the day. And I don't know whether it's like dress for the job you want, not the job you've got, right? Yeah. It's that kind of mindset. And I feel like when people are working from home, don't get me wrong, I think working from home is fantastic and it's got a lot of benefits for some people, but there is definitely a shift in how you feel when you get dressed corporately to go to work in the day.
Yes, that's very true. That's very true. And I think corporate clothing has to be a representation of the business you're in, but also a representation of yourself. And like you say, if you're comfortable and you can be genuinely you, you are going to do your best work.
Exactly.
And I think what we try and do at Stanley Stella is give people the opportunity and choice to do that. You can wear an easy, relaxed, oversized sweatshirt if you want to and it suits the industry you're in. But if you've got to go and have a meeting with the CEO, you might want to put a shirt on, you know.
Yeah.
And you can now still have that opportunity to do that with a sustainable choice and a beautifully designed garment, and still feel comfortable and represent yourself as who you are.
Yeah.
But just lift that level a little bit.
I think now is a good time to mention the announcement that we've got, because we're leaning that way in terms of what we're talking about. Yeah, so I feel like we can link it up a little bit. So for those of you listening, if you have been living under a rock and have not seen our social media accounts, we have launched an official collaboration event with Stanley Stella called Workwear Reimagined. So on the 20th of May, we are going to be doing an in-person live event. We're going to do two sessions, one at 2 p.m., one at 6 p.m. And we are going to be talking all about the future of corporate workwear. So exactly what we've just been discussing, and we can dive a bit deeper into it now that people know the point of the reason we're sat here today. But I'm very much looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a fantastic day. It's something a little bit different. We haven't really done this kind of event before. And I think Stanley Stella is the perfect collaboration for Styles to do that with.
Well, I think so too, yes. I mean, you know, another one of our new pillars is decoration like no other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a really good opportunity to look at premium decoration techniques onto premium garments.
Yeah. Well, you've picked the perfect partner for that then.
Well, I hope so.
No, I think it's going to be really good. And there's so much that we can cover with, like you said, the corporate workwear side of it. So obviously you've got tailoring and style considerations for people. You've got what they want to wear, what they want to feel comfortable in, the sustainability aspect. You've got like the color trends now. It's not a case of black and white. There's like, I'm wearing a cream today.
Yeah.
There's so many different things that we're going to cover at this event that if you are printing for fulfillment, if you're printing for businesses, it might be a case that you've not considered those aspects. Yeah. And we're not going to talk about it today because you have to come to the event to actually get all of the info. But there's a lot that we're going to have time to.
Yeah, I think in a nutshell, it's encouraging people to be brave, you know, challenge the norms, you know, push the limits a little bit, try something fresh, try a new colour, try a new approach to decoration, try layering, try to think about what your customer wants as a person.
Yeah.
Not just a corporate image, but something a little bit fresher.
100%. And in terms of decoration, like there's so many options now. Like, for example, the shirt I'm wearing today, you probably can't really see it that well on camera, but I'm wearing the new 3D silicone transfer, which for this kind of apparel, I think works really well, especially if, because it's got that raised effect, it's matte, it's silicone. I think that is going to be like my personal favorite decoration technique for this event, whether it's shirts, whether it's sweatshirts, whether it's outerwear. There's a lot of different options, even like t-shirts and stuff, like the little sleeve prints or left chests for companies. There's so many ways that you can go about decorating with that. But obviously we've got your traditional screen print products. We've got full colour. You know, there's decoration techniques to cover every single basis. And they're all premium. They're all really high quality. And not only are we going to teach you about the garments, or I should say Gary is going to teach you about the garments and which ones to choose, why, and a bit of education around that side of it. We're also going to cover anything and everything decoration so that you can print with confidence on every single one of these products. Because customer expectations are shifting. What people want is shifting. What your fulfillment customers want is changing.
Absolutely right. And the style of decoration, as you say, is much more diverse than it was when I started in the industry.
Yeah.
You know, with the movement of digital, we have so much choice now.
What was decoration like when you first started?
Oh, basic. My first job was printing numbers on American football shirts.
Classic. Yeah. Still done today.
And those old skills that I developed have served me well. You know, cutting stencils with a scalpel and, you know.
Oh, that sounds horrific. I'm not going to lie. I don't think I'd want to do that.
There was no Photoshop then. But yeah, the decoration is hugely important, and people should feel confident in what they're doing. And I think one of the big messages that we want to get across on this event is to take the fear out of working with premium garments.
Yeah.
You know, I think traditionally when people tried to screen print onto jackets, it was something that I tried to master many, many years ago. But if you get one wrong, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Whereas now with transfer applications and digital applications and new adhesive technologies and obviously new fabrics as well with the way that our team makes sure that you can do this, you've had access to be able to do this within the garment, you have the right substrate to work on, you don't have to be frightened to get a really special effect.
No, and it's easily done with the right material, like the garment, the decoration techniques and the equipment as well, like with all of the different methods that we've got, we can literally print on anything. It just has to be the right combination. So, I mean, we've printed on polyester, we've printed on puffer jackets, fleece, like all the things that people are like, well, that won't take heat very well. Whereas you can do that now with the right techniques, and that's what we can teach you how to do.
You absolutely can. That's why this is such a great collaboration, to be honest, because it will give people the confidence of knowing how to.
Yeah.
And what product to start with.
Yeah. And how to sell it as well. I mean, we're going into a lot of what we're going to cover at the event now, but we are going to teach you a lot about the industry. We're going to teach you how to pitch this to customers, everything you need to know to be successful in corporate workwear and the shifts that we're moving in with 2025 and 2026. I can't believe I'm saying 2026.
Oh, no.
It's like, what, April?
Yeah.
But that's where we're heading. People work in advance, and that's the trends that we're looking at the moment. So, yeah, if you want to be successful in this market, this event is a must attend. So, information, 20th of May, Tuesday the 20th of May, we're doing a 2 p.m. and a 6 p.m. time slot. So if you want to come in the afternoon, absolutely. If maybe you do this as a side hustle, you're looking to expand, or maybe you've got a busy day printing, come to the 6 p.m. We're going to do an evening as well. We are hosting it here at the Heat Printing Innovation Center in Braintree in Essex. There's multiple ways to get here. Really, really easy. You can drive here. You can get the train here. We're 10 minutes from the airport. Really easy and accessible to get to. All of the tickets are free, but those of you listening already know that events at the Innovation Centre sell out so quickly. We launched this event, I mean, this podcast isn't going out for another week, but we launched it yesterday and we already had a lot of signups in the first day, which we were very, very happy with. But yeah, there's only a certain amount of seats in this room, guys. So if you want to come, you need to register for your free ticket. So if you want to register for Workwear Reimagined on the 20th of May, then head to styles.co.uk/events. All of the links for the signups will be in the description. And yeah, it's going to be a fantastic, fantastic day.
Yeah, you'll get an opportunity to meet some of our team as well, the guys that will be supporting you in the normal day to day. You'll get a chance to meet those guys. I'll be here as well to dig into some more in-depth subjects about sustainability and cotton and how we do things differently. We are a brand like no other.
It's going to be an event like no other.
It's going to be an event like no other. Let's make that happen.
Can we put that on all of the marketing material? Because I quite like that. I quite like it. Should we use that? To be honest, I think that's everything I wanted to cover today. We've introduced Stanley Stella to the listeners. We've talked about the event. We've discussed market trends, how you guys do things differently, how we can work with you to support that. So I'm going to make the decision to leave it there. I think that's been a great episode. So thank you so much for taking the time to come down and have this conversation.
Absolute pleasure. And when you come to the event, we can dig a little deeper then.
Oh, 100%. There's so much that we haven't discussed today. But like I said, you've got to come to the event to get all of the actual juicy information. So like I said, tickets, links will be in the description if you want to get tickets for Workwear Reimagined. Thank you, Gary, for joining me. And we'll be back in another 2 weeks with another podcast episode.